to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Assalamu alaikum, good evening. This is Resettled Radio, brought to you live by RCC on Planet FM 104.6. So this is a live broadcasting, and we I'm Galuak Chol, and we have Mariana, and we have Anna. Yeah? You go by Anna, you go by Hula?
Doesn't matter.
So we will take you through our 1 hour show, and it's all about, you know, sharing information, having fun, jokes, spend the day. And thank you for tuning in, if you have just tuned in. To those who are following us online, thank you for following us. You can also go to our Facebook page, And also at the end of the show, you can go to Planet FM and go to Rosette Radio. And then you can download the podcast. You can share it. You can distribute it as much as you want. You can download it. So, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for turning in. And, yeah, we will kick off from here. It's quite a good day today. On my way coming, I went to Fickling Center because there's an event going on there, Knowing Your Rights. That's how they call it. And I was thinking, oh, okay. I think it's a good event because one of the things here in New Zealand for the newcomers is you don't know what to do when you are the first, you know, when you just arrive. It's like you don't even know what to do. Like when I first came, I did not know even where to start. I did not know where my community is. I do not even know how to get into the bus.
Yeah.
Because I got into the wrong bus and it took me to different area. And I was told, no, this is the wrong bus. You should not be here. See, it's like a load of information, but you don't actually know and no one is telling you. Because the way things are, there's no center of information where you can get all the information you need.
Yeah.
I think also apply to you guys when you came here. It's like completely you are in a different world because not a lot of information available.
Yeah, but we had family friends in here and they spoke in good English, so they helped us a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so they walk you around and
yeah. They taught helped us to figure out stuff and know where to go and
yeah. You are lucky there.
Yeah.
Because some people are not that lucky. We have one guy last time he came here, and then they went to the airport. They went to airport. You know the card that you take when you get in. You know from the gate. You know, you press that thing and then you get the card.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do that. They just got in. I don't know how they get in. And then coming out was a problem.
Oh, that's right.
Because they did not have that card.
Yeah.
And everyone is like, beep, please hurry up. And they did not have any. So they came out of the car and and they tried to pull that thing. It's, no, don't do it. It was crazy. It's like
it might be confusing.
Yeah, because nobody told them.
Yeah,
they didn't know. Yeah. And one time also the same people they came with I think it's a dog or what, and it was not allowed in the bus.
And the dog?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. This was like, oh no, don't bring it here.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It would be like even more crazy for people who have never lived in a town where there are sightings, you know. Because some people come from the rural area, and when you come here, it's a big transition. You don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
Like touching this, touching that. I know one of my friends, he used to tell me, you know, he went to his store and then he bought a dog food.
Yeah.
He didn't know. He had that dog food for like 3 days or 4 days. He was eating it. He didn't know.
He was eating it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because he didn't know. He could not speak English. And
wow. Oh, he thought it was on.
Yeah. He thought
that's
it was
awful.
Like. Yeah. He would not know.
Oh. But don't they like draw dogs on something on like the package?
I don't know. Maybe he did not take a look at it. I don't know. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He was like, in the morning, was feeling weird in the winter. Like,
must be.
I was asking him, did you try to walk like a dog?
Yeah. Must be feeling weird. 3 days of dog food.
Yeah, dog food. That's like too much, man. Like too much. Yeah. Yeah, just little things. Little things you don't even know, you know. They make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's good to have some information where you can have an access to all of that.
Yes.
And even how to access the public transport, the trains, the ferries.
Yeah, because they think it's, like, people think it's obvious because they've lived here for ages
and
they know how to do it.
Yeah.
But it might be different in different countries. And
when
you have no English, you come here and eat dog food. And
they do not want to go to the store I think this was in the U.S. Some of my friends, there was a grocery store by the name Food Lion.
Yeah.
Because of the word lion in the writing, so yeah. They did not want to go because they say they're selling lion food.
Yeah.
Like the social worker came after 4 or 5 days later. Oh, please, can you bring us food? We are starving. Oh, what happened to the money I gave you to go and shopping? No, we did not shop. Why? Because we only found the lion food being sold in a lion store.
Oh.
You know, things like that. They colorate, you know. They're like that. So those are some of the things, you know, we try to know. Let's have a little break, and then we will come back and see the other things we would be talking about. And our Faisal is not with us today. He's in the city, and there's a very huge event going on in the city. So the young people are putting up an event there, something similar to Black Lives Matter, but that's another one. It's about uniting all the young people coming together and know about their rights and what they can do to themselves and, you know, be on the right track. Yep. Don't hang out with wrong friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a very good event, and we will see whether we will catch up with Faisal and see if we can call him later.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know which one... try to see which music we want to play today. Let's go to Uganda. This is from Uganda.
Mama, una mubajisera, atomuziki zuri sana, lekanzime. wo zina 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 ma wo zina ye la 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 ye la 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 ye la 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 ye la 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 uncle 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 the tomorrow
This is ARCC Radio, and welcome back.
Yep, welcome back. We are playing ethnic music, and this is from Kenya, by the way. And this is a very popular music. I like this one. I don't know why, but, you know, because I lived in Kenya for a long time, like for 10 years. And you find those in the bars and, you know, they put a lot of, you know, those big microphones, they put them outside and you dance your way out.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's so nice. So
yeah,
nice.
That's a nice
song, like a big
farm.
Yeah, yeah. They have a lot
party.
Of
big party.
Yeah, like a big party. But, you know, it's like in Kenya, it's a fun life. It's all about music, having fun.
That's
good. Yeah, they do that in the buses. They do that in public transport.
Oh, I wish they did that in public transport here.
And there was a time, because they were so annoying, the volume was so high.
Yeah.
And then the government said, no, the music in the public transport should stop. And and you know, in there was, I think you might not know this one, there was a time there was an attack in American embassy in Kenya. You know, they bombed the American embassy in 1998. So the Al-Qaeda, you know, the terrorists bombed the American embassy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There was a minister of transport, Kenyan minister of transport, the same guy who said the music should stop.
Yep.
And he was there, got caught, you know, he got injured. And the bus drivers, they took him out because they recognized him, and they put him in the public transport and rushed him to hospital with the music on.
Right.
And then he recovered, and he said, you need to talk to those guys who will rush him to hospital. So they came to him, and they had a lunch together.
Oh, yeah?
And they were asking him, how was our music? When we took you to hospital, he said, it's good, forget about it, so I will not stop your music, so carry on.
Yeah. I mean, if, like, you're tired and you're going back from work, then it might be a bit annoying. But if it's, like, nice, quiet music, it's fine.
Yeah. Even sometimes, even if I'm at work or reading, I have my music on.
Yeah, me too. I always have music on.
I'm a type of person who can be in a loud area, but I'm not distracted.
Yeah.
Right. Unless, as long as it's not a fight.
Yeah, we
need that background. So the other thing we need to talk about, I don't know, you guys are sisters. Imagine if, like Hula, you go shopping, you buy your own things, maybe dresses, shoes and everything.
Yep.
And Mariana went to shopping.
Yep.
But she did not know you went shopping.
Yeah.
And bought the same things you bought.
Yep.
The colors, the style, and everything. Yep. How would you react?
I don't actually know because we actually have a jumper that's the same.
I found myself a jumper, and then I showed it to her, and she was like, "I love that."
Yeah.
So we bought it together, like two jumpers, the same.
Yeah.
We wear them like when I wear it, she doesn't wear it, and then the other way.
Yeah.
I'm actually wearing her jumper right now. Yeah. Because
I'm cold.
Like, we share clothes, so we don't really need to buy the same stuff.
I don't know how. Have you ever met twins who are identical?
Yes.
I had my friends in primary. Hmm. They were two twins.
Hmm.
I have a girl in my class, and she has a twin.
Are they really, really identical?
Yeah. One's name is Hope and the other one's Faith.
Did you get confused to identify, maybe?
No, because only one's in my class and the other one's not in my class. So, no. But, like, when they're sitting together, then I don't know who's who because they're so identical. Like, they look the same.
Yeah, something.
Oh,
yeah.
I couldn't tell who was who till, like, intermediate.
Yeah. But that's cool.
I used to have two friends. They were twins. Completely, I would not even tell.
Right.
Yeah. It would not even tell.
It's hard. It's like they're the same person.
Yeah, same person. And we work together. And even our boss would not even differentiate.
I feel weird. Like, I sit there and then there's like two people that are looking the same and they look at me and it's, I don't know, I just had this like feeling once. I was just sitting there and then these two girls, this other girls, and they just kind of looked at me and I felt so weird because...
It was actually funny how I met my friends who are twins.
Yeah.
So I, on my first day of school, this girl came up to me with her friend of like her group friend, and they were friends with me, so they were really nice to me. And we were talking, and then her twin comes out, and I nearly cried because I thought, like, I got so confused because they were literally the same person to me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And you were like, yeah, 10.
And like, I'm talking to a person, and then the same person comes out from a different room.
Yeah.
Your mic is far. Be close. Yeah. So, there are two ladies.
Yeah.
They are twin sisters in Australia. It's like a news last week. They are 33, identical twins. Mm-hmm. Even the parents do not know the difference.
Yeah.
Right.
They do not know the difference. So, each goes shopping. The other one would bring the same thing that the other person bought.
Yeah.
Like, complete. If one of them in trouble, the other one would like, you know, maybe like
pretend to be the other one.
Yeah. No, it's like we'll feel it like somebody like crying because the other one in trouble.
Right.
Yeah. And when, especially when they're not together.
Yeah.
It's like. Completely.
But I think it's so cool when you have a twin.
Yeah.
It's so, yeah.
Yeah, identical twin.
Yeah. So cool.
Now the problem is, in Australia, so the problem is they are dating one guy.
Oh, wow. They're dating the same guy.
The same guy.
Oh, wow.
And they have been dating the same guy for 6 years. And now both of them want to marry the same guy.
Is that allowed?
Do they know that it's the same guy?
Yeah, they know.
Is that allowed? Will they let them two girls marry?
That's where the problem is now, because by law, you cannot marry two people at the same time. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
But because they are identical, they do things the same, everything the same, and share things. Like, they sleep in one bed, like since they were little until now, 33 years of age. And everything is the same. Like,
I feel like that's a bit too close. Like, I mean, they're
too close.
Guys are like identical.
And they are happy about it.
So. Yeah, no, it's fine. But like,
But the problem is the law side of it.
Yeah.
What would the law say?
But like one, is the guy fine with that?
That's what I do not know, but I think because he has been dating them for 6 years.
Does
together.
He know that he's dating different girls?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like, if they're pretending to be the same girl.
No, then they don't pretend.
Yeah, okay, that's fine then.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And the parents are saying it's fine because that's the behavior of identical twins. Because they need the same thing.
But still, it's like, I mean,
like you cook
it.
The food, you give it to the other one. If you give the other one the different food, would not eat that, would like the same food.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just identical twins.
Yeah. I think it's something with identical twins. I don't know.
I just feel like same fiancé is a bit too much. I don't know. Maybe it's not, but I just feel like it's,
I don't know, like, if you need the same thing, you could probably, like, find identical twins.
Yeah.
Who you could date as identical twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
My concern is if the law says, no, you cannot get married to the twins, so what would the other say?
I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, they've been together for 6 years.
6 years.
Yeah. And they are 33 years old.
How did that whole thing start? Like, how did they think it's a good idea?
It's identical twin thing. You know, it just comes by itself.
Right.
Yeah, I feel sorry for the guy.
I mean, he knows what he's doing, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. But the law, though. Because the law does not allow it.
I don't know.
It's their lives, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe take one to New Zealand and let the other one remain there. That would not even work. That would be even worse.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to end that. I read that story many times. I was saying, no.
Right.
Yeah, that's one of the disadvantages of having identical twins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, not all twins, want the same fiancé.
Yeah.
Yeah.
like my friends who are identical twins, they look the same, but they have like different styles and they like different music.
Mm.
They like different stuff.
Different dresses,
yeah.
Different lifestyle.
I think it depends on the twins. Some twins that want to be like identical, like
yeah,
and some just don't care.
Yeah, I think it would be like super cool to have.
Yeah, because there used to be identical twins in Egypt. I think it was 2001 or 2000. I don't remember. 2001, I think. And they wanted to marry to the same guy. And the parents say no. They say, okay, if that's not the case, then we commit suicide.
Wow.
And what did they do? Did they commit suicide?
No, they were let married by the same guy.
Wow.
Wow.
Because they say they give like a condition. If
we
don't get married to the same guy, done.
Yeah, bye-bye.
We are gone.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye and... And I think the same story. Really, really, really identical.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Years.
Okay, now we will play you a song in Russia. I don't know. I hope the background will be all right. Yeah, stay tuned. We will come back.
Пускаю на юг, теперь сама я пою, теперь сама летаю.
Улыбайся, не весомо.
Assalamu alaikum, salam now. Jambo, welcome back. And you have been listening to Research Radio brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM. And yeah, the artist that was singing is Achalu. His name is Achalu Odessa. The reason I'm playing him is because now there's a political unrest in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and because this guy was killed. He was killed last week, and I think his killing is politically motivated. It's like maybe some people don't like him and then they just shot him dead. I don't know. So now it's like Addis Ababa, there's a protest for like 2 weeks now. And because of this guy, innocent guy, just caught up in by wrong people.
Wow.
So I don't know why people hate good people. I don't know. It's just an artist. I don't know. He has no political interest. I don't know why some people try to, you know, don't like other people. That's not good.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It's awful.
Yeah. Not good. Not good. Yeah, before we talk about knowing your rights, is an event being hosted by the Somali community in collaboration with the Refugees and Survivors New Zealand, and hosting it together, and they have a criminal lawyer there walking them through what would be your right, what would be not your right, and it's really very interesting. And I wonder whether we can call Ibrahim. Let's try to call Ibrahim if we can get him. Huh?
Yeah.
Сажусь в последний вагон, я теряю все, а ты сон.
Помнишь, пока мне босиком, то в папином трико, как это далеко. Эта песня простая, чтобы каждый раз тая во дворе, чтобы играли пацаны на гитаре. Эта песня простая, чтобы каждый раз тая во дворе, чтобы играли. Встают, их тебе как песню дарю. Сколько лет тому зданию, в котором 200 зим воздух невыносим. Мутный темный узкий подъезд, здесь делили воду и крест, праздновали свадьбы невест, всем миром на одной я встретилась с тобой. Эта песня простая, чтобы каждый раз об этом рассказать, о том, как жили-были мы на краю. С нами был теплый июль, от пятерки сломанный руль. Изображали жизнь,
с тобой играли в жизнь.
Мы с тобой играли в жизнь. Эта песня простая, чтобы каждый раз растаял во дворе, чтобы играли пацаны на гитаре. Эта песня простая.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome to Reset Radio, brought to you by RCC Live on Planet FM 104.6. And this is another Russian song, which is good. Yeah, that's the amazing thing. So we play you different music from different backgrounds, different countries, so you are familiar with them. So before we're talking about knowing your rights and workshop hosted by the Somali community, so we try to get hold of Ibrahim Ali. He's the one who is in hosting the event. So let's try to call him. I hope he's going to pick it up. Hey, Ibrahim, how are you?
Good, brother.
You are live now.
Okay, I'm live.
Yeah, you're live. You are alive, live. Thanks, man. Thanks for the event. Very great. It's really, Sam was really very good in he knows the law very well, what we need and what the community needs to understand. And sure. I think it's really good. Yeah, thank you for the successful event. It's so nice. Yeah, it's good to have that. Yeah.
Yep.
So
yep.
Briefly.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Yeah. So, do you want me to talk about the event?
Yeah, tonight? The event and.
The event was about Know Your Rights.
Yeah.
For our people of refugee and migrant background to know their rights because New Zealand is our home.
That's right.
And you know, to know your rights is important when you're dealing with tenancy law, when you're dealing with driving law, family law, or immigration issues or
housing
and all those kind of things. So because of our community did not know about their rights, we've been struggling a lot on these issues. And what happened was many of our young people ended up to prison and to jails.
Yeah.
And also families are falling apart when there is a dispute or some violent family violences. Then families broke out. The children and their parents are separated.
Right.
Yeah, so knowing our rights and having an education around this is very important, and that is the reason we organized a series of workshops so people would get some knowledge about their rights, and from there they will feel empowered and will have a tool to use to defend themselves and to look after their families.
Yep. Because you have now set the stage, you know, for the things we need as a community. And this is very important to not only to migrant and refugee background communities, but to anyone who might not be aware. Yes. Because, you know, when it comes to the legal issues, we don't know.
It's for everyone. Everyone.
Yeah, you don't know.
Given a specific target audience is for because of our background.
So
we've been former refugees, and we're not refugees anymore. We citizens of the
country. Yeah.
But because of the sometimes also the differences, you know, like the way the legal justice system works in New Zealand may be different than the way we used to exercise.
Yeah. Because we cannot change the system, but we can improve the system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to add our voice into it.
Yeah. The system was set, I don't know, 100 years ago by the people who are not even around. And we try to fit in.
And sometimes we don't decide, somebody else decided for us.
Yeah. But we try to fit in. We try to improve it so that we can fit in. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and also the role ARCC plays within, alaikum salam, somebody else is saying hi to me. The role ARCC plays within supporting the community and also giving this kind of mechanism where people also can help themselves, like us. We help ourselves, we help the community, but our backup is always the ARCC, who is giving us the support.
That's right.
To run, and to be equipped, the work that we do for the community. So, thanks for coming.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. Also, so you know the Planet FM... You know the Planet FM, you can just go there and download this one if you want. You can download this one and share it if you want. You can put it on your...
That's good. Send me the link. I will do that.
So now, I will put you off and I will play the Somali song for you.
That would be good. Thanks for doing that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Masalama.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Masalama. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's Ibrahim Ali. Ibrahim, that song is for you. I don't know what it means in Somali, but it seems to be a good song.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna go
We'll be back next Saturday.
Next Saturday, same time.
4:45 and yep. Join us.
And join us. Please share the podcast.
There's a recording online.
And if you have any song in mind that you would want us to play, just let us know.
Yeah, we'll or anything do it for you. You want us to talk about.
Yeah,
also.
Anything. Just page us. We will put it out there.
Yeah.
Or if you want to be a guest in the studio, let us know too.
Yeah.
You can come here. It's all about fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
was our show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5, on Planet FM 104.6.
And on the web, www.plantaudio.org.nz/resetteredradio.